Hello, welcome back to the Will Leeds Experience Podcast. We are in day two, the final day, final leg, if you will, of trivia with our man Doug Farrar from Sports Illustrated. Doug, how's it going?
Good. I'm sufficiently girded for the second half.
Yes, you rock. You're ready to rock. So you have 70 points so far. You need just to, no one is ever going to catch Chuck Culpepper, who had 167, but you are well primed to definitely not finish in last and more likely to finish in the top half of all people we've had. So we start out, this one is team nicknames. I give you a team and their division. You, for 10 points, you can give me the nickname. If you do not know the nickname, you may ask for the name of the stadium and the name of the mascots. If you get it correct after that, you get 5 points. Understand?
Okay,
number one, for 10 points, the Syracuse AAA baseball team.
What's your mascot?
They play at NBT Bank Stadium, and their mascots are Pops and Scooch. Which is probably
unless they're called the Scooches, that gives me nothing. So
it'd be cool if they were the Poppers. But no, they
are. That was on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah, they're not the Poppers. They're the Syracuse Chiefs. The Syracuse Chiefs. Okay, number two, the Phoenix WNBA team.
It's probably the Mist or the Wiz or the, something else with three Z's in it, because they tend to do that. Phoenix, what's their mascot?
They play at the U.S. Airways Center, and their mascot is Scorch.
Scorch. So it would be the Phoenix, I don't know, Fire?
That's incorrect. They are the Phoenix Mercury. Phoenix Mercury. All right, number three, the Arkansas Little Rock men's and women's basketball teams. Arkansas Little Rock.
Should I just admit defeat now? I'd like more, please. More
they play at the Jack Stevens Center, and their mascot is the Trojan.
The Trojan. Aren't they the Trojans?
That is correct for 5 points. Sometimes yes. Sometimes that's helpful and sometimes it isn't. That would be a time.
Sometimes
where it
it's
was
just a handoff and there you go. Yes.
So 5 points there. Number four, the Idaho college football team.
Vandals.
That is correct for 10 points. you are now
4 points. Tom Cable, there you go.
Yes, and then the last one, the Los Angeles Arena League football team.
The LA Kiss, baby.
That is correct for 10 more points. That is a total of 25, giving you 95. You're already comfortably out of last place, and we haven't even done outburst yet. So no embarrassment to be out of there. By the way, the Idaho Vandals play in the Kibbe Dome, and their mascot is Joe Vandal. And the Los Angeles Kiss play in the Honda Center, actually in Anaheim. And they have no mascot other than, of course, Gene Simmons. Gene Simmons is obviously a mascot on the team. All right, so you have
Gene Simmons and a big dollar sign that he carries you on a leash.
Yeah, it was funny. I went to a pizza place here in Athens a couple of weeks ago, and they had like reading while you're like some magazine reading while you're waiting for your pizza. And there's like a magazine apparently called like Pizza Restaurateur. And on the cover of the magazine were the four guys from Kiss. I guess they're opening some sort of pizza place in, like, Arizona or something. And there's just the four dudes in full makeup, like, taking a pizza out of the oven. I was like, wow, so rock and roll.
And that's not even, it's like Tommy Thayer on guitar and some other dude on drums.
Oh, I know.
Like, I'm Tommy Thayer. I was in black and blue in the 80s. Now I'm like 50. I'm in full makeup and I'm taking a pizza out of the oven. What happened to my life?
Hey, man, they're laughing. They sleep comfortably on beds of $100 bills. So
yes, they do.
All right, so the last one we do is outburst. We put 1 minute on the clock. I will give you a category. You have 1 minute to give me as many of the answers that fall under that category as possible. Like, for example, if I said Big Ten teams, you would have 1 minute to list as many Big Ten teams as possible. Sometimes there are more than 10 answers. You will only get 10 points, if that makes sense. But you do not get penalized for wrong answers. So if you can just go ahead and toss out whatever you want. I will just tell you yes or no whether that's correct. But no matter what, it doesn't hurt you. Just shoot them all out like crazy.
Okay.
Here we go. 1 minute on the clock. Name the 10 men who threw for the most yards in the NFL last season. Go.
Peyton Manning, Philip Rivers.
Manning, yes. Rivers, yes.
Alex Smith.
Smith, no.
Gosh. Joe Flacco.
No.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Yes.
Andy Dalton.
Yes.
Gosh.
You have Manning, Rivers, Roethlisberger, and Dalton.
Okay. So I'm not looking at the internet at all, which is really throwing me for a loop. Tom Brady, I think he probably did.
Brady, yes.
Andrew Luck.
No.
Oh, wow. Boy. This is shameful.
Ten seconds.
Tony Romo.
No, and that is time. I was surprised Romo was not on this route. You got Peyton Manning, Philip Rivers, Ben Roethlisberger, Andy Dalton, and Tom Brady. You missed the one that will make you kick yourself in the face. You missed Drew Brees. You missed Carson Palmer, Matt Ryan, Matthew Stafford, and Ryan Tannehill. Those are your top 10-yard pass last year. So there's five. There are four more of these. So there's five total. That gives you how many points? That gives you 99. 100 points, but we'll deal with that in a second. Okay, here we go.
I should get like half the points just for missing Drew Brees. That's embarrassing.
That's it. Listen, he's short. It's easy to miss him.
Any guy under 6 feet, it doesn't count.
Exactly. All right, 1 minute on the clock. Name the top 10 college basketball teams in Ken Pomeroy ranking at the end of last year's NCAA season. This is the end of the whole season, including the Final Four. So keep that in mind as well. And go.
Duke?
No.
Indiana?
No.
Washington?
No.
Texas?
No.
Florida International?
No. You were almost there.
Florida.
Yes.
Florida State.
No, that's all. That's all. That's all. You almost there. You are.
Yeah, Michigan.
Yes.
Oh wow! I'm totally guessing. I know nothing about college basketball. Iowa.
No.
Wisconsin.
Yes.
Okay. North Dakota State.
No.
Nebraska.
No.
Villanova.
No, you have 10 seconds.
Butler.
No.
That was just in 1 year. Shoot, I give up.
Alright, and time. You got 3, Florida, Michigan, and Wisconsin. You missed Arizona, Connecticut, Louisville, Michigan State, Tennessee, Virginia, and Wichita State. There is 3 there. Next, 1 minute on the clock. NBA all-time scoring leaders. The top 10. Go.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Michael Jordan.
Abdul, yes. Yes. Jabbar and Jordan, yes. Abdul-Jabbar, Jordan, yes.
Yeah. Let's see. Magic Johnson.
No.
Scottie Pippen.
No.
Allen Iverson?
No.
Oh, gosh. This is going to be another embarrassment. Think. All time. I'm having like a huge, you might as well call it, I'm having this huge brain fart right now.
It happens, man. You're in NFL mode. No worries. It happens.
I am. Yeah. Call it. Time. I have no idea.
All right, time. You got 2, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Michael Jordan. You missed Kobe Bryant, Wilt Chamberlain, Elvin Hayes, Karl Malone, Moses Malone, Dirk Nowitzki, Hakeem Olajuwon, and Shaquille O'Neal. All right, so there's 2. All right, 2 more categories for you. Back to football on this one. The first 10 teams to appear on Monday Night Football this year. Go.
Oh, the first 10 teams. Probably Oakland, because they always do.
No.
Baltimore.
No.
Cincinnati.
No.
Cleveland.
No.
New England. Seattle.
Who's before Seattle?
New England.
Yes, New England, yes. And Seattle, no.
Chicago.
Yes.
Green Bay.
No.
Tampa Bay.
No.
Dallas, for sure.
No.
Really? Wow, that's a surprise. Atlanta.
No.
San Francisco.
No.
Denver.
No.
Denver, no? Carolina.
No.
New York Jets.
Yes.
New York Giants.
Yes.
Detroit Lions.
Yes. 5 seconds.
Arizona Buzzsaw?
Arizona, yes. Detroit, yes.
Okay.
And time. You got six. New England Patriots, Chicago Bears, New York Jets, New York Giants, Detroit Lions, and Arizona Cardinals, because Arizona Cardinals...
Wait. You're telling me that the Dallas Cowboys are on Monday Night Football for the first 10 weeks?
The first 10 teams. The first 10 teams. Which is actually only the first 4 weeks, because there are two Monday Night games So that's you missed the Indianapolis Colts, the Kansas City Chiefs, the Philadelphia Eagles, and the Arizona Cardinals opponent in their first game, the San Diego Chargers. So there's six. So you have now 8, 10, 16. You have a total of 111 points. You need, you're pretty much comfortably where you're going to be. So not in last, so don't worry. But the good news is there's no pressure for you on this one, because you can't go up or down. So just consider this a fun
bonus. Well, if I could correctly identify a basketball, I'd be in a lot better shape.
It's like a football, but rounder. And
I live in Seattle where basketball doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, so I know. Oh, man, that makes me feel bad. Okay, well, this one's football, though. It's college. The last one. All-time winningest college football franchises. Now, this is FBS only, so there's no Yale, there's no Princeton, there's no that sort of thing.
No Grambling.
Yes, correct. This is all FBS teams, all-time winningest. Most wins, not winning percentage, but most total wins. Also, from what I understand, according to what I looked at this counts vacated wins, so don't allot for that, like... Penn State, for example, did not lose 100.
That's almost a clue right there, isn't it?
Yeah, so maybe, but we'll see. All right, okay, ready? Here we go. And 1 minute on the clock, go.
Michigan?
Yes.
Alabama?
Yes.
Texas?
Yes.
USC?
Yes.
Penn State?
No. Very close, 11th.
Florida?
No.
Florida State?
No.
Ohio State?
Yes.
I'm thinking of here in the Midwest and be in pretty good shape here. Wisconsin?
No.
UCLA?
No.
Texas A&M?
No.
Arkansas?
No.
Michigan State?
No.
Pitt?
10 seconds. No.
Virginia Tech.
No. And time. You got five. Five there. You got Michigan, Alabama, Texas, Southern California, and Ohio State. You missed Georgia, Nebraska, Notre Dame, Oklahoma, and Tennessee. Those are the five.
And my girlfriend went to Nebraska, so now I'm in the doghouse.
No, just don't let her listen. She's not going to listen to this.
He's not going to listen to the whole thing, I can tell you that.
So, don't worry. I deleted that horrible thing you said about her. We'll cut that out. Don't worry about any of that at all. All right, so you end up with a total of 116 points. That puts you the sixth all time, and there is nothing to be ashamed of with six, particularly because you're so in NFL mode that the last thing you had on your mind was, hey, who's the NBA scoring leaders? This means you're good at your job.
So kind of like your Cardinals, I'm the sixth best in the NFL and I still don't make the playoffs.
Yes, exactly. Except it's not like that. We just take the top. We don't have any divisions. So you're gonna be on the road for the divisional round, but you can still be in it. right, Doug.
But I have to face Culpepper. That's going to be dangerous.
All right, Doug, thanks a ton, man. This has been really fun. Thanks for the great NFL preview, and thanks for playing trivia this week. And we'll make sure everybody check out your stuff on SI.com and at SI_DougFerrar. Doug, thanks, man. This has been really fun.
Thank you, Will.